So often in St. Luke's Gospel, comments on Mary pondering these things in her heart. And I would imagine she pondered in her heart when Jesus first left her home. I imagine she pondered in her heart when she heard her family members and the community speak ill of her son. I imagine she pondered in her heart the events of that first Good Friday that we heard in today's gospel. Simeon had told her a sword would pierce her heart. But all the things that happened before that were as nothing as she stood beneath that cross. She had not yet experienced the resurrection. And imagine seeing her son suffer so brutally, seeing her son die on the cross. She must have pondered these things in her heart over and over and over. As contemplatives, you are called upon in a special way to ponder these things in your heart. It's the very core of your vocation, not just the crucifixion, but all of God's activities in the world, all of God's activities in your community, all of God's activities in your lives. You are to climb Mount Horeb, not once, not twice, but 7 times. Now go up, Elijah told his servant, and look out to the sea. He went up and looked. There is nothing at all, he said. Go back 7 times, Elijah said. Now there is a cloud, small, rising from the sea. The story ends with a torrent of rain. It was on this holy mountain that God and Moses conversed. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one person speaks to another. And the Lord invites you to that intimacy. One of the sections on the website about Carmelite says, of one who understands how to stay before God, no special activity, no special practical disposition is required. While on the contrary, the sense of God, this thirst to remain in his presence, does not belong to that category of realities that a rule or a technique can call into being. Jesus on the cross entrusted his mother to John, and John certainly represents all of us. And so in John, Mary is entrusted to us in a special way. And here at this Carmel, under the patronage of Mary, you seek to imitate her who pondered these things in her heart. Here at this Carmel, under the patronage of Mary, you seek to enter into that intimacy where you speak face to face. Here at this Carmel, under the patronage of Mary, you seek to stay before God. This is not an easy task, because Mount Horeb is located in the wilderness of Sinai. And it's only later that Moses is told to head for greener pastures, a land flowing with milk and honey. And I would imagine there are glimpses of that promised land, but there are also days of dealing with the desert. And how comforting to know that here at this Carmel, under the patronage of Mary, you live your days.